This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Explosions near the convoy carrying former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto have killed more than 100 and wounded many more in Karachi today. The attacks came as tens of thousands of people shouting, chanting, cheering, turned out in the streets of Karachi to welcome Bhutto back after 8 years of self-imposed exile. Bhutto is reported to be unhurt.
We have two NPR reporters covering the tumultuous events in Pakistan today. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Karachi trying to sort out events there. And NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson traveled with Bhutto back to Pakistan this afternoon. Here's how the day unfolded.
Supporters of Bhutto say her return is the first step toward restoring democracy to their country, which is now led by a military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf. But fears for her safety, well-founded it turns out, left her plans in doubt until the last minute. She was booked on 4 different flights out of London, then ended up leaving from Dubai for the 2-hour flight to Karachi. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson traveled with Bhutto and her delegation.
The chaos in the aisles began shortly after takeoff from London's Heathrow Airport, despite frantic attempts by flight attendants to bring the plane full of Bhutto's supporters under control. That she had opted to skip this flight did not seem to matter. The hoopla was part pep rally and an attempt to ease supporters' trepidation over what awaited them when they and Bhutto landed in Pakistan the next day. But even the airborne celebration, which continued through the night, couldn't erase their fears. Her reluctant new ally, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf, repeatedly warned Bhutto not to return from exile so soon, and terrorists were threatening to assassinate her. Pakistani lawmaker Faria Razad Karon.
We are very worried because we never know when anything might happen, and we are keeping our fingers crossed and we pray and hope that everything goes well.
When Bhutto finally boarded to begin the last leg of the journey from Dubai, pandemonium ensued. That delayed the flight by an hour and prompted this admonition from the pilot of the Emirates flight.
I've been advised by the cabin crew that a large number of passengers in the economy cabin have left their originally allocated seats and moved to seats further forward in the cabin. And I would like to ask you, please return to your original seats.
Bhutto tried to calm the crowd by taking a stroll through the plane, but she was soon stopped by a flood of cameramen who jammed the aisles to capture the moment. Bhutto took the shoving match in stride, smiling at supporters and answering reporters' questions.
I'm much older. I've learned a lot in the last 10 years.
When asked to compare this to her last return from exile, she said she's older, more experienced, and determined to bring democracy while isolating extremists. Her supporters went wild as the plane touched down in Karachi this afternoon. Reporters were hustled to the foot of the Boeing 777 to capture her first steps on her native soil. Bhutto wept and raised her hands toward the sky to give thanks. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Karachi.